There they are, the twin waterfalls, the mother's tears. This is it, the entrance to the temple. I did it. You said I couldn't. You said I'd fail, that I'd blunder into some trap like the amateur I am, and Daddy wouldn't be around to rescue me. Well, here I am. I'd love to see that smug, handsome face of yours when you realize one of your lowly students beat you to the prize. 10 years you've been looking, but I'm the one who found it. Serves you right for making me do all the research on the Englishman's expedition, leaving me in the dank library basement while you jetted around the world, giving lectures and interviews on the work I had done. Don't get cocky, kiddo. You might have left him behind in London, but you're in the mother's territory now. And the legends all say she was a jealous god. She's not going to just let you waltz into her hidden sanctum and take her most cherished treasure. Not without some resistance. Where is that parchment? The Englishman's damned poem. He and his two partners made it all the way inside, but he returned alone and without the treasure. Oh, here it is. Through the fall of tears, into the realm of fears, back we crawled through time, past the serpent vines, quick across the sands, with grasping, greedy hands. We reached out for her prize, to only touch it with our eyes. Not exactly Shakespeare, but I give it points for being creepy. The realm of fear? Serpent vines? Almost certainly poetic license, but in reference to what? Flowery language aside, the truth is that three very experienced treasure hunters went into that temple, and only one came out. I hope I can do this. Damn it, why do I hear you in my head, telling me I'm not tough enough, not smart enough to finish this? Warning me I can't do it without you. No more. I'm not scared. I'm not that scared, submissive little girl who showed up in your class thinking you were some lord and master. I trekked 200 miles through a snake-infested jungle to get here. I can handle whatever the mother throws at me. And I'll handle it alone. Okay then, kiddo. Through the fall of tears. Let's see. Yes, here behind this western waterfall, there's an entrance. More like a crack in the rock. The carvings around it are eroded, but... yeah, there's the jaguar motif. The mother's spirit shape. Let me get this flashlight on. Oh, wow, the tunnel. Hundreds of carvings. All fangs and claws and biting heads. This has got to be the realm of fears. It's so narrow. I'm gonna have to squeeze in sideways. No way I'm getting my pack and rifle through. There's barely room to slip through. The Englishman and his pals must have been skinny sons of bitches. The benefits of dysentery, I guess. You, with those strong, wide shoulders, you'd never make it. Don't get stuck. Oh, don't get stuck. Help is a long way off if you get stuck. Just a little. I'm through. And into some antechamber. There's light coming down from some shaft in the mountain way above. And water trickling. Look at those vines. I've never seen a species like this before. They do look a little like green serpents. Wait, what's that in the corner? Bones? One of the Englishman's partners? Odd how the vines have grown across him in coils. He looks almost mummified, his limbs pulled tighter together. That's not natural. Hey, something just moved in here. I can hear it rustling in the vines. Some animal? Or... No, that's impossible. It's the vines, they're moving. The vines are moving. Get my foot, my wrist. Gotta get my knife and cut. Oh, oh, there's so many. They're so strong. Slash, kiddo, slash them. Slash. I have to get out of this chamber. There's an arch. If I can just get my boot. Oh, just one pulled off my boot. No, not my neck. I cut it loose. I'm almost at the arch. I have to keep cutting. Cut. I'm through onto some steps. What? No? One's hooked on the back of my shorts. I can't get a good angle to slash it. It's dragging me back. Gotta get out of them. Kick my boots off and wiggle out of the shorts. Yes. There. Take them. Choke them on them. Take the other boot too, you grabby bastards. Strain the snap at me all you want. You can't reach me this far down these steps. Okay. Okay, calm down. You're alive. Yeah, well, I know what you'd say. I'm stripped down to a t-shirt and these admittedly cool camouflage pattern tights in the middle of a cursed temple hundreds of miles from anyone. But you know what that smug little summation leaves out? That I'm the one here, and you're back in London, wondering where your meek little student bested you. I'm here and alive, and I'm going to walk out with your prize. So forget the serpent vines and look for... There she is, the mother. Look how they carved her. Reclined in that shaft of light on a bed of golden sand. Those fat breasts and heavy hips, that jaguar smile. Fuck Hollywood. The ancients knew how to depict a real goddess. And there, in her hand, is it? Oh, yes, the ruby phallus, carved from a single giant stone. They didn't even try to mask the meaning by making it a wand or scepter of some kind. It's the perfect gift for their fertility queen. No wonder she's smiling like that. And now, honey, you're gonna hand it off to me and... What the? Who the hell said that? Who's up there? You! No, that's not fair. How did you get here? You rappelled down from the top of the shaft? Very funny. Though it looks like you should have packed more rope. It's going to take you some time to find a way down from that ledge. No, I mean, how did you get here? You copied my notes? You bastard, of course you did. Your whole career has been built on the backs of misty-eyed grad students willing to do anything for their big, strong, handsome daddy. You saw me then, didn't you? No, I will not control myself. And I will not be controlled by you, not anymore. Running all over campus, fetching you books, fetching you coffee, hoping to be noticed, aching for one word of praise. But did you ever saw me? No. I was just another one in your stable of students. At least until London. After the Harvard blonde got drunk and passed out, and that hot professor from Cambridge turned out to be a lesbian. Then you saw the subby little research assistant. All I had to do was give you that doe-eyed glance and call you Daddy. That's what did it, right, Daddy? You practically ordered me to your hotel room. And that's when I spotted the Englishman's poem on your desk. The final piece of the puzzle I'd been putting together for months, right under your nose. You were so amused when I told you I wanted to tie Daddy to the bed. The submissive little girl acting all demanding and dominant. But all it took to get you to agree was the promise of my lips on your cock. How long before someone found you? 3 days? I bet you were still hard. That's it. Work your way down off that ledge. By the time you do, I'll have the phallus and be gone. I know all mother's traps now. And once past them and out of this cave, I'll vanish into the jungle. You can read all about me in National Geographic. Maybe they'll make a movie about my adventures. So watch me take the phallus out from under you. Just a few steps like this across those golden sands, and I can reach out and take... Huh, hey! Hey, this sand is damp. Damp and sticky. I can't move my feet. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck in the sand. It's like glue. Like I've stepped into glue. I'm sinking. What did that stupid poem say? Quick across the sands? Quick sand. This is what happened to the last partner. This is why the Englishman couldn't reach the ruby. Quicksand. And I walked right into it. Are you fucking kidding me? Shit, if I had my boots on, maybe I'd be able to wiggle out of this and get away. But in these tights, in my stocking feet, I'm trapped. Stuck. I'm stuck in quicksand like some fucking rookie. You, stop laughing at me. Get down here, pull me out. Seriously, I'm sinking in this quick. Every time I try to pull my foot loose, the other one sinks deeper. Okay, I won't move. I'll stand perfectly still and sink slowly. Just find a way down to me. But carefully, if you fall and crack your skull, I'm sunk. Literally. So go slow, but go fast, if you know what I mean. I'm still sinking. It's over my knees. God, it's so thick and gross. It's soft. I can't really move. I can't move. I can't get out. Hurry, okay? Yeah. Jump to the steps. Not too close to the arch. But yeah, don't land in the sand. You know what's solid. Good. Now, come to the bottom of the step and pull me out. Yes, pull me out. Pull me out! Why are you just standing there? I'm sinking. What? Okay, fine, sure. You were right. I blundered right into the trap, just like you said I would, and I need you to rescue me. Satisfied? No? What do you want? I'm up to my thighs in this stuff. Listen to me, okay? I can't feel the bottom. I can't feel anything under my stockinged feet but thicker, gummier sand. So please, give me your hand. Payback? I left you tied to a bed where someone will find you, not sinking into some ancient gooey death trap. Help me. Get me out of this. Wait, don't back away, please. Please, Daddy, help me. I need your help. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have tricked you like I did back in London. I was a really naughty girl. But I'm over my hips in this ooey, gooey quicksand. Trapped. Stuck. And I need your help. I need Daddy to save me. I'll do anything. Anything. Yes, Daddy, yes. Thank you, Daddy. Reach. Stretch. Oh, no, you're too far. And you left all your rope halfway up the shaft. So make one. Take off your shirt. Take off my shirt? Of course, Daddy. Of course. Here, catch it. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like my tits. But if you don't hurry and save me, you're gonna lose sight of them. No, Daddy, please. I'm not telling you what to do. That's not my place. I'm very sorry. Can you forgive me? Thank you, Daddy. Yes. Oh, yes. Tie our shirts together. Toss one into me. Still short. I'm sinking deeper. I'm trying not to panic, but I'm nipple deep in fucking quicksand. Yes, Daddy. I can control myself. I promise. I have an idea, if I can suggest it. Take off your pants. Take them off and tie them to the shirts. Yes, Daddy, I am a naughty girl. Oh my, I can see the bulge in your boxers. Is me being trapped like this, all stuck and helpless, is it turning you on? I meant what I said. If you save me, I'll do anything. So please, throw the rope. Hurry. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Now pull. Pull. No, wait, 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 wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you orders. I'm just thinking, the ruby. We'll never get across the quicksand to get it. I'm as close as we'll ever be. Throw me your end of the rope. I'll use it to knock the ruby loose, catch it, and save us both. Please, Daddy. It's not like you to have a lot of time to think about it. Throw me your end. Good. Oh, good. Now I just have to, twist around a bit. Ugh. How can something so soft be so, heavy? So, impossible to move in. Okay, okay. I'm facing the mother. Yes, Daddy. Well, if I miss and lose the ruby in quicksand, you can let me sink too, okay? God, I'm up to my neck. Here goes. One, two, three. Ugh. Knocked it off and... Got it! Got it! Oh, God, I can't twist back. I'm completely stuck. I'm gonna throw the rope over my head to you. Catch it, please. The sand is touching my chin. Oh, no, Daddy. I can't toss you the ruby. I might land in the quicksand. It's both of us or nothing. Now, pull. Please, pull. I'm going under. Pull. Oh, grab my hand. Oh, can you grab my hand? Pull me out. Pull me out, Daddy. Oh, God, yes. All the way out. Up the steps. Higher, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I want to be clear of quicksand. I can't believe I walked into quicksand. Huh? Yeah, I'm naked. The muck peeled off my tights right off me. You're almost naked, too. You saved my life, Daddy. I want to keep my promise. The one I made today and the one I made in London. Remember? The promise of my mouth on your cock? Oh, look at your boxers, Twitch. You remember? Slip them off, please, Daddy. Move a little higher up the steps so I can kneel here. God, look how hard you are. Hard and red. Your own ruby phallus. That's it, Daddy. Put your hands back. Brace yourself. I'm going to lick the tip. Do you like that, Daddy? Do you? My tongue on your dick? My mouth? Taking you in. Sucking. Aren't you? So close. So close you haven't even noticed the lines. The way they've looped and coiled around your wrists and arms. Oh, too late, Daddy. You can't pull away. Not with your hands pinned behind you like that. Just like London. You're trapped again. Oh, fuck. I love seeing you like that, you arrogant bastard. It gets me so fucking wet. You know, when I was watching you struggle to get free from that hotel bed, I almost came. I did come later, playing it over again in my head. And again. And here you are, hard and helpless once more. Only this time, I don't have a head start on you. I'm going to straddle your lap, ease myself down on that hard cock of yours, inch by inch. You know what? Fuck that. I almost drowned back there in that sticky muck while you played out your dominant male fantasy. But now you're the one snarled and helpless, and I'm gonna ride you till I fucking lose it. Feel the vines pulling you back towards the arch, pulling you right out of me. Poor daddy. I'm gonna take the ruby and go back the way you came. I'm gonna find your rope, climb out, and make my way back to my camp. And just so you know, don't think I'm not grateful to you for saving me from that sticky, gooey quicksand here. My knife. I'm putting it up your hand. Hold tight. Maybe you can cut your way loose before the vines draw you in and get you all wrapped up. I'll leave some rope for you. You should have known better than to try to play daddy in mother's temple. I have to go now, little man. Fame and fortune await. Maybe we'll meet again, hunting for some golden idol or pirate's chest. Whether we do or not, our time here together is something I'll always treasure. Daddy.